Many of us have grown up with particular ideas about ourselves, feelings about how worthy we are, how good we are as human beings, how much we deserve to succeed, how lovable we are as people. When we look within to discover where this sense of self-worth comes from, we often find that it stems from our experiences when we were very young, what adults told us about ourselves, how they treated us, whether in fact these adults, our role models, love themselves, and what we took on from that. All of this can, if we allow it to, affect us at the level of our identity, who we feel we are, and this in turn can affect the quality of our lives in all areas. Later, as we grow older, our sense of self-worth is further influenced by our own evaluations of ourselves or of some of our behaviours. Perhaps we feel guilty or ashamed about certain things we have done, and this too can impact our sense of who we are at our essence. Although part of us knows we're as good and as worthy as anyone else, at a feeling level, it's as if for some of us, a part of us still feels unworthy, and so we behave in ways that do not nurture us. We attract people and experiences into our lives that seem to confirm this distorted sense of who we are. In the following meditation, you reclaim your true identity, not flawed or unworthy, but perfect, magnificent, and whole right now, just as you are, no matter what you did, no matter what people did to you. So just relaxing now, sitting or lying comfortably, just breathe, any tension just draining away now. Just imagine you can breathe light in through your feet, all the muscles in your feet are relaxing and letting go, and continuing to breathe light into your calf muscles, your knees, your thighs, every nerve, every fibre, every tissue in your thighs is relaxing more and more, letting go now. Good. All of those different muscles in your thighs, all the way up to your hips. Now breathing light into your lower abdomen, just allowing the light to enter, then your stomach, relaxing more and more and letting go, feeling safe, comfortable, and secure within yourself. And breathing light into your chest, relaxing deeper and deeper now, feeling all the muscles in your chest just let go. Good. Giving yourself permission to go even deep into relaxation as you breathe light into your throat. All the muscles in your neck relaxing more and more as you breathe in this light. And breathing light into your forehead and feeling your forehead relax right now. Imagine that the top of your head is opening up and that from a distant point in the universe a shaft of light is pouring down. So your spine is filled with light. And as the light touches your tailbone, it radiates out through the nerves in your lower back. All the muscles in your lower back are relaxing now. Your middle back, letting go. And your upper back, just relaxing. And now breathing light into your shoulders, imagining any tension or tightness is releasing as you breathe light into those muscles. Good. And feel your upper arms relax as you breathe the light in. Elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers, just allowing any excess energy to leave through your fingers. And now just scanning your body for any area of discomfort. Again, breathe light into this area, giving it permission just to relax and to let go even more. That's right, safe, comfortable, and secure within. Just imagine that whoever you personally have faith in, maybe it's Jesus or Buddha or Shiva, imagine that this sacred presence is here for you, guiding you now. And if you don't believe in anyone, then just take the wind or the mountains or the sun, whatever represents a powerful sacred energy for you. Imagine now that you are standing in front of a full-length mirror. Look closely at the person in front of you. Get a sense of your feelings for this you. How much do you like yourself? How much do you love being you? Look now and see that in front of you is a barometer. The barometer is giving you a reading of your sense of self-worth. On a scale of 1 to 10, how worthwhile do you feel as a human being? How much do you feel you deserve the best in your life? How worthy are you of love? Notice the reading on the barometer. If the barometer doesn't yet read 10 out of 10, let's find out the reason. Let's go to the source, the roots of your beliefs and feelings about yourself. Begin by asking yourself right now, what stops me from feeling completely worthwhile? What stops me from feeling totally deserving of the very best? What stops me from feeling completely worthy of love? Very quiet and ask your unconscious mind to show you now any thoughts or beliefs or memories that have been preventing you from accepting and loving yourself fully and completely until now. Good. Focus now on one experience. Maybe it was when you were small, when somebody was telling you that you were no good, or treating you in some way that wasn't right, or else treating you in such a way that you felt no good. Or maybe it's another kind of memory. Just notice which memory comes up now for you. Because now I'd like you to imagine that you're a detached, wise observer, fully protected now by a cloak of love. Feel this love surrounding you now, and imagine that you can float high above that incident or that time period in your life, just high enough above it so you feel safe and fully protected now throughout all that follows. And you can see this young you being criticized or told you're no good or otherwise treated badly. And recognize right now that there are learnings here. At a soul level, this was an experience that you chose in order for you to learn and evolve. This experience happened in order to make you more powerful as a human being, ultimately. Feel yourself at a higher level. Open up now to whatever it was you were meant to learn from that experience. Just imagine that you're allowing these learnings to register at the unconscious level, so that the emotions automatically release now. And whether you're aware consciously of what those learnings are is not important, because your unconscious mind has already registered those learnings for you. And now think of an experience when you yourself did something that you're ashamed of or felt guilty about, and that made you feel bad about yourself. Just notice which memory comes up for you now. Maybe it was something you did that damaged your sense of self-worth. And once again, imagine you're a wise, detached observer floating above that incident. Again, you're protected by a wonderful cloak of love. Tell the you in that incident right now that you are not your behaviors. Ask yourself, what can I learn from that incident down there, right now? What at a soul level was that me meant to learn from that experience? And what, if anything, would I do differently next time? Sending love and compassion and forgiveness to the you in that incident. Reassuring that you. Letting go of all judgments and accepting this you. Recognizing that whatever it was that you did is long past. It's over. It's done with now. Acknowledge yourself right now for your ability to forgive and to feel love and compassion for yourself. And now imagine that you're being transported to the top of a beautiful mountain. As you stand there now, look all around you. Sense the deep stillness, a deep dynamic peace, the whole of nature around you. Feel this living stillness. Allow yourself to have a real sense of communing with all of creation around you. And feel yourself opening up with the whole of your being to the universe all around. And as you do this, imagine that as you stand at the top of this mountain, you're being joined by a being of tremendous radiant light. This being is your higher self, a you that is infinitely wise, loving, compassionate. This more evolved you knows that at your essence, nothing that anybody says or does can affect you. No judgment, no words, no act, no force, no violation can touch the essence of who you truly are. This you, your higher self, simply is and dwells in love and in light. Recognize that you are being shown an image of yourself as you really are, a divine being of love and of radiant light. Get a sense of that higher vibration of this being, this you, and then imagine you can step in and actually become your higher self. Now, feeling the higher vibration. Feel the tremendous love welling up within you. Love that permeates every cell of your being, filling you fully and completely, and then radiating out to all beings everywhere. Sense the wisdom. Feel the strength within you now. Sense your connection with the entire universe. Because the more you remain as your higher self, the more you are being filled with love and light. Feel it now. Feel the love and the strength and the wisdom building even more. And see now that the mirror and the barometer of self-worth are appearing before you again. On a scale of 1 to 10, how worthwhile do you feel as a human being now? How much do you feel you deserve the best in your life now? How worthy are you now of love? Notice the reading on the barometer. And now I'd like you to do this. Just imagine that you can visualize your entire life as a long line or pathway. Or just get a sense of your life as a long line or pathway, with your past at one end and your future at the other. You might notice now the place on this pathway where your birth would be, your childhood years, your 20s, all the way up to the present. Just getting a sense of where the different periods are of your life on this pathway. And then do this. Just imagine you can float to a point just above and before the time of your conception, just before the point where you were conceived. Once again, you can feel the feelings of being one with your higher self, filled with radiating love and light. And as your higher self now, float down into the moment of your conception, imagining that you're actually there, and come forward now, all the while radiating this tremendous love through all the times in your life where you felt hurt or otherwise took on the feeling that you were no good or worthless or unloved. All the while you can feel the love and the light radiating out through all of those memories, healing, releasing, dissolving each and every emotional charge, knowing that love is the most powerful of healers, coming forward now through anything that affected your self-worth, noticing at an unconscious level whatever it was you were meant to learn from those experiences, being all the while your higher self, the radiant, loving being you really are, noticing how powerfully this love and light transforms things all the way to the present now. Good. And now, as you've arrived at the present, test this out for yourself. Remember a time in the past where at some level you had once had the feeling you were no good. Go into that memory now as your higher self, feeling those wonderful feelings, and see, hear, and feel how this experience was in many ways even a blessing, because it helped you to learn and to evolve. And if it feels right, you might even want to send love and forgiveness to the other people in that memory, knowing that it was through their playing their part that you were able to learn and evolve. And then, with a real sense of the light, the love, and the strength that is your true essence, and knowing that all this can continue to integrate in your sleep and in your dreams, just coming back to full awareness and opening your eyes, allowing these learnings to continue to integrate, or else, if you choose, just continuing to sleep. Loving yourself just for being who you truly are.